Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, welcome one and all to the rogue and the infamous and the legendary Von Wehhunt show with our epic episode tonight, 163. The show theme, France has fallen in Europe and America is next. They star date of July the 13th, that ominous number 13 again, 2023 AD. Welcome all the new people tonight. If you're a new caller, just know that you get first in line to the show, and we'll definitely put you on, along with our regular callers, of course. Tonight will be a regular show. No VIP is scheduled, per se, but you never know who may dial in to this fantastic radio show. Well, the Eastern Seaboard tonight in airspace appears to be locked down. It's been noted as a, quote, danger area for the last day or so. It's anyone's guess what is really going on out there. Most likely, in my view, it's probably Russian or Chinese nuclear submarines off the American East Coast, ready to launch. If we slip up or if things go awry in the world. So I tell you, each week we are a world at war. It's just about current events and geopolitics. War and peace. We'll have some great calls, some great music to kind of mix it up. Great callers from around the country. This is our fireside chat, America. It's where we get together once a week to get away from the Lügenpresse and the mainstream media, lamestream, fake news. We get away from our so-called leaders. Well, America doesn't produce any leaders anymore. We just produce lots and lots of politicians who don't know anything, by the way, about how to run a country or a nation or comport themselves in this crazy, dangerous, mixed-up world. Some are saying tonight, what? A war with China? Are you kidding me? A war with Russia? Who wants that? Well, if that were to really go down, and it could, in our algorithm here that we have wargamed inside the studio, you might see a not-so-peaceful transfer of power. And I'll leave it at that. Use your imagination. If things were to really hit the fan, hit the wall in this country, as we talked about before on my show, we're way ahead of the curve. This show is the radio elite. Now, I think all week, and I do research, and I talk to people. I'm out and about with the American people, and most of them don't even know who I am, and I love it that way. I'm the power behind the throne, though I can also be on the throne if I need to. In other words, I don't need all the these guys that go on Twitter or Gab or the Internet for the newest sensation. And they do 20, 30 TikTok videos. Look at me, look at me. As you notice, I don't do any of that. People have asked me to. I just don't. I prefer to be the voice of reason, the voice of America, the voice from Arizona, from my mountain stronghold, armed and ready for action. don't need to crank out videos. I think videos actually distract from my message, if you want to know the truth. I will do them in due time, but I've already written out some scripts. But I want them polished and well done. I don't like these kind of impromptu Twitter goofy videos I see all the time from so-called right-wing influencers or people. I don't follow any of them. I just see what they do and kind of chuckle and laugh. It is interesting to watch. And the left, as we always say on my show, is far, far worse. If you ever hear any criticism on this show about the Republican candidates or Trump, it's not that we're really against them. We're trying to make them better. We really hope that that cooler heads prevail and that their handlers will listen in and maybe tweak or change their message a little bit, which we feel will be more successful for them in the long run and the short run. We take calls from all over the country. And if you're out there, you know we're here. We had a birthday in America on July the 4th. I told you all my father was born on July 4th, a star-spangled baby. Happy birthday, America. America, with a K, of course. We're no longer America, with a C. That ended a long time ago. There's so many shenanigans that are going on. And really, if you analyze July the 4th, as I said on last week's show, you really got to say Happy Treason Day, America. Treason is the reason for the season. Treason from the British crown. We told the king to go F off, and we conquered his armies. America was their mass grave, and we used the gun, damn it. And we'll use it again if we have to. You think I'm kidding? No, I'm not kidding. It's out there. I say with the economy, get through this terrible, terrible Biden economy any way you can. Your expectations are not going to be as high in most cases. I always say to people, take whatever cash you can get and run. Run for the hills and spend it while you still can. On something purposeful, on something smart. Don't blow it in Vegas or unless you're going to have the time of your life. And don't forget to invite Von Wehunt and crew and entourage. We'll show up. We'll be there. Well, the war in Ukraine goes on, of course. We had that dismal NATO summit. Unbelievable. Well, just so you know, I like numbers and facts. Vladimir Putin, a mighty Russia, right now controls 100,000 square kilometers of Ukrainian soil. Roughly 100,000 miles. Give it a day or two, and he'll be there. Of Ukrainian soil is not in Zelensky's hands. It is in Putin's hands. How about those apples? The only tangible result of this entire ordeal will be for Ukrainians to know that they lost half of their population, an entire generation of their best men who are now dead, trying to put the Ukrainian nation back on track and off its demographic and economic and invasion death spiral. Even if Ukraine were to win tomorrow, in my view, it is no longer a nation capable of even sustaining itself. It's been bombed to hell. And even if Russia were to retreat entirely from its devastated territory, Ukraine would need international aid for decades, as they are getting it now. None of that would change. Unbelievable. Zelensky led Ukraine into literally committing suicide by allowing itself to be led into a senseless war against a vastly superior power. You know, one guy wrote into the show and said, you know, Zelensky, Vaughn is a coked up Russian Jew, and he has his Jewish NATO handlers to thank him for it. He effed up Ukraine, and it will never be the same. Well, I agree with that, Steve. Steve from Indiana said that. Well, it's pretty obvious that it was a big blood human sacrifice ritual of war, which has been going on in Ukraine. And by the way, we're heard there tonight in Russia. I don't blame a Ukrainian for fighting for his home and his town when Russian tanks are coming in, not in the least. But I think we're kind of at a, I think right now everything is in transition. We're able to look back a year or two and see where we were and see where we're going. The world right now is so full of BS and clandestine smoke and mirrors. Lately, if you look at the news, it's just amazing. But we will sort it out on this show, as always. We are the war gamers of the radio universe. I have the smartest callers, the smartest audience, and I'd have it no other way. We're not trying to appeal to the masses. We're not trying to dumb down our message. We're not trying to – we will explain things to our friends in Apache Junction, of course, if we have to, or our friends, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, in Rio Linda, California. We have some listeners out there. Sorry, Rio Linda. Just a recap of all of that. This show is a recap for those in the know. This is the intelligentsia of the radio. We are the Pentagon war planners in the radio studio. I war game and think about everything. For example, last year or two, we've been told so much BS, but tonight I will set the record straight. The biolabs in Ukraine were real, and they were not fake news. The ghost of Kiev was made up by our CIA. Snake Island surrendered. Bakhmut didn't hold, contrary to what all the media idiots said. Hate to say it, but those German Leopard tanks were awesome about 20 years ago when they came out, but they don't do well in the mud in the Ukraine. And many of them were hit and sabotaged. Again, you never know what's going to happen on the ground where it counts until you deploy all your equipment, see what happens. Our Patriot missile system was defeated. Belgorod, that battle lasted only 2 hours. It was predicted to last many days or weeks. Prigozhin did not overthrow Putin, and there was not a coup. Like I told you on this show, that was all media. We did talk about a potential, but we also talked about during my show that, yeah, that's all a bunch of media fluff. The F-16s that were promised never showed up. The Ukrainian counteroffensive failed. We were all told that it was going to be decisive, a decisive victory for Zelensky in Ukraine. And NATO membership of Ukraine did not happen. As I told you, they would not be brought in. I said, it's highly doubtful. Why they're a hot potato? And the NATO summit, did you see the body language of all those NATO elites? I saw them. They weren't even talking to Zelensky. They weren't even shaking his hand. He was like a little runt, like a little Fidel Castro. They were wearing his green fatigues around guys with Cartier watches and suits. The elite of NATO, millionaires, planning the next wars, trying to defend what's left of Europe after those idiots allowed in millions of immigrant third world invaders. NATO should be, they have it all back asswards. Instead of NATO trying to go into Ukraine, why can't NATO be deployed on the streets of Europe where it really effing belongs? Kicking back those third world mongrel immigrants, invaders. I thought NATO was supposed to protect Europe. All they're trying to do is get into a war with mighty Russia and Putin and his cronies in the Kremlin. That's not your problem. Putin is not your enemy right now. Yeah, they're a potential. They're a nuclear power. I get it. All that Cold War stuff. But there are pressing problems back at home. NATO should have been deployed, had I been the president, on the streets of Europe to kick back all those millions of invaders from Africa. There's a reason why God made Africa, Africa. He gave all those people their own freaking continent with rhinos and lions and elephants and said, here, you got enough land. This is your freaking reparations. Now shut up. Shut the hell up. Leave. And he put a big ocean of water around them, if you notice, to keep them there. They were only connected to the Middle East, who were their Bedouin brothers. NATO should have been deployed on the streets of Europe. Tanks in the streets. Troops bashing skulls, yes. Bayoneting people if need be. Shooting and killing. He should have been at those international European borders. NATO is worthless and impotent because they did not do that in my book. Now, I know people say, well, that's not their mission. That's not what they're really designed to do. Blah, blah, blah. Look, you either have defense or you don't. Okay? You can sit there in your ivory tower and say NATO is only there for the Russian threat, which is really, a lot of times, it's real. It's there, but it's also kind of a made-up threat. They don't really want to do anything. Hate to say it, they're a lot like the Republicrats in America. They talk a big game, and when it comes down to it, they don't want to fight. They don't want to enforce our own borders closer to home. They don't want to enforce things. They just want to talk big. They want to grandstand. They want to collect all kinds of money and donations. That's where the game is. To hoodwink you into thinking that rah, rah, go team, we're really doing something tangible on the ground, and we're not. We're not. Europe is clearly invaded. Their whole rear guard is open, wide open. And a huge army of people are rushing in there into the UK, all over France. They're burning France. They're burning, and those other countries are next. Now there's problems in Belgium. Now they have problems more on the streets of Germany. This is why you've got the rise of the right wing in Germany like never before. And I hope that they get bigger and bigger and bigger. And they crush their governments. Because they suck. All those governments over there were installed by dumb America in 1945. There is no self-imposed will. It's all a bunch of smoke and mirrors, window dressing. Everyone's looking at Ukraine, and right behind you are millions of military-age men marching into Europe. That's your battle. That's your front. That's your open flank. Let Zelensky get clobbered by a war of attrition with the Soviet, okay? Hate to say it, but I've told you before that the world will be a lot more safer place when Ukraine finally falls. Not mean I like it that way. I don't. I wish they were independent. I wish Russia had never invaded. But it is what it is. Right now, the world would be a lot safer. And Zelensky is a dead man walking. And I think that's why nobody wants to associate with them in NATO. They know his days are numbered. Again, Putin controls 100,000 kilometers, square kilometers of Ukrainian soil. He controls it. He's only going to get more. He's got a big beachhead there in the Ukraine. He's going to gobble up more, and eventually he's going to get it all. Eventually. Remember, Putin's very patient, very quiet, very patient man, analytical. He will keep pushing forward. And it's amazing where the world's at today. We've got all kinds of economic news and military news. And on this show, just so you know, on this show, we will always go the distance, America. And just like Rocky Balboa, we are relentless, like we are the Italian Stallion. Talking about Europe tonight just for a little bit here. The Ukraine war will soon end. Not soon, but it will end eventually. Ukraine, I hate to say it, will be gobbled up by the new Soviet Russian Empire. It will perish. Ukrainian people will have to make the best of it. The smart ones got out right when the tanks were not even rolling in. I would have got the hell out of there 6 months before when I saw those troop movements being amassed on the border. I go, it's coming, and you better get the fuck out of here, to be blunt. And they came. Zelensky is a dead man walking, as I told you, and the West sacrificed Ukraine and their war game here, their war planning there in NATO and the Pentagon, and they sacrificed the people of Ukraine in an attempt to weaken Russia, and it failed pretty much. Yeah, Russia's been bled, no doubt about it, but I don't see where Ukraine's got 100,000 square kilometers of Russian soil. It's the other way around. Also, I don't see any banks failing in Russia. All the banking problems seem to be in the West. Bank of France is having problems. Ours are having problems. A lot of rumors of weird things with the bank. Have you checked your bank account lately? Do you have a weird banking story tonight? If you do, I want to hear about it when you call into the show. And speaking of money, we are a capitalist system over here. Das Kapital here in America, mein Kameraden. Yes, well, you know, some farmers are out there in Kentucky. You know, they're tilling the soil. Those Kentucky farmers talk like this, kind of like our friend the gunslinger. They might put a little more twang in it or vice versa. But, and we'll hear from the gunslinger later, and the gladiator's coming on too. We got EMP in the green room. We got to have a great cast of characters tonight. But there was a hoard of gold coins from the Civil War era that was found on a Kentucky farm just a week or so ago. I always say some guys have all the luck, you know, when it comes to money or chicks. Well, the gold coins were found and must be nice, right? This will definitely get these farmers through the terrible Biden economy in style. As the old miner says, and you can take this to the bank, there's gold in them thar hills. Sonny, why don't you go up there and get you some? Hell yeah. Why not? He was tilling the soil. These are about a foot down. I've always said America is full of treasure if you only know where to look. And during the Civil War, you know, we're about to go on Civil War 2.0, right? But in the real Civil War, 1860 to 1865, people hid money everywhere. Nobody trusted the banks. This is pre-FDIC. You're putting money in a bank, and a carpetbagger from the Yankee states would come down, buy out your bank, grab your money, and leave town, and leave you holding the bag. Yeah, or your bank would fail. And they would say, well, sorry. It was kind of like putting your money into a weird crypto coin. You know, you heard of Tom Brady? He put a lot of cash in FTX, I think hundreds of thousands of dollars. Tom Brady, the great quarterback. Man, that guy could throw the ball. Anyway, he lost it all with FTX. They went belly up. He had that little Jewish banker, the guy that ranch in the Bahamas. And by the way, the feds dropped all charges against him, from what I heard. Typical. You know why? Because he paid off a lot of Democrat congressmen and senators. See, he knew how to play the game. He's smart. I will give the guy credit. If you're going to steal billions of dollars, capital B, and you know a billion is a thousand million, give millions or hundreds of thousands to a lot of congressmen that are powerful, and a lot of senators. So if things go south on you and you can't keep up with your Ponzi scheme, then that's your insurance policy. And they'll arrest you. They'll drag you through the media gauntlet. They'll wait a month or two until new stories to come in, like Ukraine or Biden stumbling. And then they'll quietly on page, you know, 50 of your regular paper or media news outlet, they'll say, oh, he quietly walked away. No charges filed. Not enough evidence for the feds, see? All hearsay. Yeah. Because people said, I don't want this guy, my banker boy, to be put in jail with those thugs. Hell, he gave me a couple $1 million. And then banker boy hid billions overseas. He's set for life. Suitcases full of cash get exchanged yet again. And it's one big happy family, business as usual. You know the drill. We keep talking about it. This is what goes on. I tell you what really goes on. Well, anyway, in the Civil War, getting back to that, I mean, it's amazing because these guys put money in those banks and they went belly up. And then you would go out, you'd try to find it, you might get bushwhacked by some Confederate rebels or Yankee bluebellies. They're out there in the forest just waiting for people to go in there and dig up their treasure. And you'd be digging it up like in a Clint Eastwood Western and click. Someone would sneak up on you with a pistol and say, what are you digging up, boy? Must be buried treasure. And then the saying goes, well, there's people who dig and there's people who have guns. And you dig, Sonny. Yep. And there's a lot of fortunes that were traded. A lot of money was traded out. Told you my ancestors were on the Confederate side, and they were making armaments, as good Germans do, for the Confederate Army. And the problem back then is that people had delusions of grandeur. And they had a lot of money in Confederate money. And when the war ended overnight, it was worthless. Hate to say it. Well, now it's worth something for coin collectors. But, yeah, they were up there in the Texas area and elsewhere. And when the Weants came here from Bavaria, Germany, they went to South Carolina, then Pennsylvania, and they made a beeline out west. But those fortunes, had the South won, I'd be a multi-millionaire. Can you imagine? I mean, that money would have been like the American dollar today, which isn't that great, but it would have been worth something at least, right? But history is amazing. If you didn't convert your money to silver and gold back then, you were screwed. Same thing today. Fast forward today, 2023 AD, what do we see? We see a dollar that is losing value every day. We see it being chipped away. The Chinese yuan, they're having a lot of problems over in China too. And I'm just talking to you folks off the top of my head. I have a lot of information in my little brain, and I add to it daily. But these are things that are going on. So you want to get into some hard assets, some good real estate, buy it cheap enough. You know, you can always sell a gun, gold and silver, things like that. And by the way, if you're a gold or silver brokerage out there, if you want me to pawn or hawk your wares, contact me. HavanaWeehanShow@gmail.com. We have hit up some gold and silver people, and this show's a little too rough and tough for them, but there's bound to be one out there with the cojones to come on the Von Weehan Show. If there is, you're always welcome. Well, in other news tonight, the Biden White House gives International Women Day of Courage Award to a biological male. This is your clown world government, folks. And the Biden Director of National Intelligence says the administration must focus more, get this, drum roll please, on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Where have we heard that before? Well, when will this insanity and madness stop, America? Seriously. In my estimation and assessment, as I have war-gamed it, the U.S. military will be defeated in a war with communist China at sea and on land. They are not up to the task. They have gone gay and woke and trans and all this stuff. It is not going to bode well for them. I'll just say that. I don't wish any of my countrymen dead. I do not. But this has gone on for too many years now. It started under Obama in a massive way. We had a four-year respite under Trump, thank God, and then it went right back to even more craziness under Biden. The The Patriots on the home front will win the day, though, as it has been foretold. Because when they come, we will gladly crush them all. And not in any particular order, either. Mark my words. Well, that's going on. Meanwhile, the U.S. Navy releases a bizarre training video urging recruits to create pronoun-safe spaces while military drills are relegated to the back office. This is America. We're a joke around the world with this pride crap. This corrupt nation is run by faggots. The Biden administration opposes the military provision requiring military promotions on only merit, on merit and your warrior status, and not on gender, race, or your sexuality. It used to be nobody cared until you got out of line. And you did keep it in the closet. Yes. Oh, yeah. If you were a faggot in the military in my dad's day, you better keep it in the closet. Well, my street translation to all of this is this. Just so you know, as you go into battle, your tank commander or your infantry officer may not be the best, America. It may not be the best that we can give you as your leader or your platoon leader, but you can be damn sure that your leader that's assigned by Biden in the current Pentagon will be gay, trans, binary fluid, or a militant minority who hates whitey. You can rest assured knowing that your military leader was vetted with the Democrat doctrine of diversity and equity and inclusion. And with that, I hate to say it, we will never win another war again, folks. So prepare on the home front accordingly for the fallout. I'm telling you. We have some good German Gothic music there. Am I on my Sprocht headphones here in the studio? Americans are funny to me when they say, I don't care what happens unless I am affected directly. I always hear that. People on the street, well, Sherlock, you just may get your wish very soon. So I tell them, good luck. What do you mean? What's that smart-ass remark? Well, figure it out. Or call the show. That's what I tell them. We got some calls. We got the Gladiator coming on 9:15. He's scheduled in We're going to get to some great calls tonight and things, but Europe and America, the pundits said for years, they said, stop having children. It's bad for the environment, right? You heard that all the time. Then they turned to Africa, the dark continent, and the third world, and they said, Africa and the third world, Middle East, come to Europa, because they have a declining population, and they need your fertility and your energy and your sexuality with the European women have multiple mongrel babies. Come on in. Come on in, buddy. They say one thing to the host population, and they say something else to the outsiders. America's no different. How many decades or years have you heard our government say, hey, stop having children here. It's bad for the carbon footprint. It's bad. It's bad that you should do this. Blah, blah, blah. Yet they bring in millions of third worlders over our Texas border and Arizona and California border. Oh, come on in. Bring the whole family. However, most of those guys coming in are really military age males anyway. And by the way, you heard this phrase, carbon footprint. Just so you know, that's an invented word phrase. It's not a scientific word phrase. British Petroleum, when they had the large Gulf of Mexico, Texas, you know, that Gulf Coast BP oil spill on the Gulf Coast there several years back, remember that? Well, BP invented a phrase called carbon footprint to put blame, not on them, but to put blame on you and me. The reason why they were having problems out here, they said, yeah, oil spill's bad, but they had a great spin. This is why you pay great spin people the money you do. They go, yeah, it's not entirely our fault. There's also a carbon footprint by the Americans. They drive too much. They eat too many hamburgers. They're useless eaters. They eat too much. They hang around too much. They eat too much junk food. They're too wasteful. They dispose of too many products. And therefore, part of the problem with the environment is the Americans as well. That's kind of, that's pretty creative. It's pretty good. Yeah, that's your BP oil spill media guys. Their PR firm really got that phrase going. And a lot of people don't know that. They think it's, oh, it's a scientific thing. Carbon foot. No, no. It's just a made-up phrase. There's no, yeah, I guess there, you could compute some scientific data input of carbon. That's not what it was designed for. It was designed, again, to deflect blame and shore up BP's money and finances and to get regulators off their back. And not any punitive damage awards in courts and juries so they could cash out of America, clean up the spill, do a half-assed job, and get back to business. And they had a media firm that was out there always pushing that. Again, I look into these things for you, the radio audience. You believe what you want, but I always try to tell you the truth of what's really going on. While that's all going on, we know that we have in the world, they are allegedly blood drinking, Moloch worshiping pedophiles that run the world and run the government. They're real jerks, right? Satanic. Unbelievable. Well, Disney World right now is suffering lack of families. Everyone's tapped out from July 4th. In about four or five news articles, Disney World specifically in Florida, almost like a ghost town, that's really eerie. You know, it's mid-July, schools are out, families are on vacation, and the streets at Disney World are just about empty. I always say, go woke, go broke, baby. Now, the California Disneyland seems to be doing okay, but they've also dropped in attendance quite a bit. And also this AI thing is getting steam. Elon Musk is very deep into AI. He thinks that AI, and I think it's dangerous. So my position on that is you have got to tame this beast now, or like Elon Musk, in 5 to 6 years, it'll be so super intelligent. If you're not careful with a million layers of security, that an AI could break out and take over the world's computers. It's that serious. I believe it could happen in our lifetime. Another reason. I've told you before to prepare. Go to SurviveMax.com. Get what you need now. Great website, great products. SurviveMax, MAX.com, all one word. And also check out the VonWeehanShow.com. That should be operational now, was. And we have to pay the light bill and all of that as well. Get that going in the right direction. Well, you come to the right place. On my show, never trust an AI robot, because you do so at your own risk. Because sometimes in life, as I always say, they really are out to get you. And they're going to definitely try to get you. Unbelievable. Well, America, get ready. We're going to start the show in a big way. When we get back, I want to hear from EMP first. And he's hot and ready to talk. We got Gunslinger in the green room as well. And the Gladiator. Get ready, America. The Von Wien Show is coming. That last part. Get ready, America. I think you're all out of sight. And with that, let's get to EMP from Louisiana to discuss the news of the day. Welcome to the show, EMP. How are you, sir? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm not too bad, but think about this. Terminator 2 Judgment Day. What we're looking at with this stuff, with this stuff is Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Think about it. What was going on in that movie? They said in that movie that Skynet had become self-aware at a certain point, right? And the people tried to turn it off. It defended itself.
Right.
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 And so that's what we're looking at for. That if what we're talking about here is true, then this stuff, this AI stuff, could end up being in Skynet. You know,
yeah.
If somebody tries to turn it off, you know, it's gonna deem that it's a threat. You're a threat, and you know you're gonna end up launching, having the nukes launched and all that stuff, right? I mean, that's
right.
The way things go. That's the way things could
go.
Well,
AI is dangerous to me, man. I agree with Elon Musk. It's like a Pandora's box, and when you get it out there, open it up, it's going to take all kinds of different forms, things that we haven't even thought of yet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Scary stuff.
Yeah. That's the thing. You're right. I mean, look, we know what's going on with the thing. This is basically – we're the one, America is the one that's footing the bill for the Ukraine thing, right? You know, and
mm-hmm.
and it's just America. They're getting nothing from Europe. They're getting very little
right.
from Europe. It's just us. And we know why that is, because it's basically, I don't want to say Biden, but it's the Democrats and maybe some Republicans, but the Democrats' piggy bank. You know,
it
really is. Think
yeah.
about it. I mean, this is a situation where, oh, I'm basically we Biden giving them up and the Democrats giving them all their money is protecting their investment.
Yeah,
that's what this is.
Oh yeah, it's so corrupt. Yeah. I mean, Ukraine was corrupt before the war, and look, Russia's sick of it. They're just inching in. Yep, it's a lot of blood going back on both. Because to me, it's a brother war, and I'm against a brother war. Yes, for a lot of philosophical reasons. I mean, a lot of people that could have bred and had more white babies were in Russia and Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Now they can't, see? And we're the minority in the world, okay? And I was against the invasion. I understand what Putin is doing. He wants to build back the old Soviet Union. You know, slow and sure, brick by brick, Roman style, you start acquiring stuff. It's not a fast process. It's a slow meat grinder, you know? And Ukraine was in it. They got to have Ukraine. Buffer to Europe, and it's the breadbasket, man. They got mm-hmm. great soil there, just like America, and they can grow anything. Lots of food in the Ukraine to feed mighty
right.
Russia. And to make
yeah,
more vodka. They grain for that. If you want to drink vodka in the winter and stay warm, you better, you know, grow some grain now, right?
all right. We need to get moose and squirrels, you know?
Yes.
That type of thing. But that's the thing. This is and look, you look at a lot of these women from over that way. They are some, I mean, including our former first lady, former and possibly future first lady, you know, they are very beautiful women from out that way, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Ukraine,
oh, yeah.
Georgia, you know, that type of stuff. Very beautiful women. But, yeah.
I can't wait to meet them in Ukraine or Russia. Can't wait.
Yeah. Yes. And then.
So, ladies, we're coming.
I mean,
we're bringing the Von Wien show to Mighty Europa. We're going to broadcast live, and we do expect to have some great after-hours parties, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean. And they know what I mean.
And think about this. Putin has, over the past 10 to 15 years, whatever, done three invasions, all right? He's
mm-hmm.
done – he went into Georgia. He went
yep.
into Crimea, and that was gone in Ukraine. And
right.
who was that under? Who was that under? Basically, all three of them, if you want to say, It was either Biden. It was Obama Biden, and now it's Biden. If some people, and I'm one of them, think that Obama's pulling strings, this is the third term for Obama.
Mm-hmm.
But that's we can argue about
it
that
is.
Later. But this whole thing with them and thing was just. Oh, the guy who was under Obama and is now currently in office. We can take
mm-hmm.
an advantage of that and go into. I don't fault Putin for doing this.
No,
you know.
Well, he has a
great
right to
strategy.
Because, nobody likes to be invaded. I get it, but my thing is, here's the part of the war that. You only hear on my show this view. I have a very unique view. I'm a great observer. In fact, a numerologist once told me I'm the ultimate observer. She goes, man, I'll tell you what, no one's talking about what you just said, Georgia and Crimea. Everyone's focused on Ukraine, Russia, right? I say this. Let's go back to the Georgian war and the Crimean war. Those countries are intact. Those people knew, and their governments knew. They went, hey, we have Soviet tanks on the frickin' border. We can fight and be dead heroes that everyone's going to forget about, or we can live, and we can keep our people safe. We've been historically part of Russia for millennia, and the Russian bear is at our doorstep yet, once again. Putin wants to reinvigorate the Soviet Union, brick by brick, country by country. So it's done. And I think they made the smarter move. The Georgian and the Crimean people were not murdered. They haven't been slaughtered. And their countries are intact. Sure, they had to give up some sovereignty and power. It would have been a slaughterhouse had they said, F you, Putin, come on in, baby. And all you've got is nothing to fight with. Come on. Come on, be realistic.
Right.
If you had
right.
nukes in Georgia, then you can nuke Moscow or at least threaten it. If you had, say, a million-man army, okay, maybe you got something. Maybe you had a Patriot, which they don't. They don't have many arms over there unless it's black market arms, but they don't arm their people like Americans or arms. See, that's what I always say. Crimea, the same thing. The Crimean president, I remember him, he just said, this isn't worth it, man. Yeah, we could be Rambo 3, Rambo 4. Hell, get out there with the rocket launcher and you could be the president and you could point the first rocket launcher at the first Soviet tank and then you'll be gunned down. Your kids will have no father and what a horrible life your whole – then the Russian mm-hmm. tanks come in and then they don't know – the crazy Ivans don't know when to stop. That's the problem. Once it kicks off, the crazy Ivans – aren't you can't turn that on and off. I keep telling people like a frickin' water faucet, like a switch. And they made, in my view, they made the smarter move. They went, no, you can put your Russian people in the parliament. That's cool. Look, let's just live in, come on. You're right next to the mighty Russian bear. What are you going to do? So my thing is the Georgian and the Crimean example, especially. So there was the Chechnya war. That's a whole different thing. But, I mean, those two, yeah, there was some token resistance, but you didn't hear much about it, and they were all crushed. And my thing is, you got to be smart in war. Sun Tzu and the Art of War, that's what this show's about. War is strategy. It's thinking. Yeah, it's fighting, but it's also thinking. Don't be a dumb fighter. In other words, if you're in the ring like Rocky, he had that southpaw and he's dancing around. You got to, you think about where you're going to land some hits before you do it. Like Sun Tzu, The Art of War said, the battle was already won before it's ever fought. And that's true.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is look at the Ukrainian people, devastated countryside,
Right. And think about this. When Ukraine and Russia are on the same page, what happens? they, in World War II, Russia and the Ukrainians were on the same page, and they beat the crap out of the Germans.
Well, actually, there were no, because one, about a third to a half of Ukraine fought on the side of the Third Reich, just so you know.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, when the German panzers went into Ukraine, the Ukrainian people were so terrorized by Stalin, who had killed millions of Ukrainians in the Holodomor, which was a real Holocaust, okay? And they were throwing roses and flowers on the German kings. They viewed the Germans as their liberators from communism. And in fact, there were SS legions in the Ukraine who fought against Stalin. Stalin was so bad, people don't even realize it over here. I mean, he killed people. He starved his own people. No money, no food. Anybody would revolt. And when the German tanks came in, they went, now's our time. And they seized, and the Germans were smart. Hitler said, you can be part of the Reich. I will arm you. I will turn you loose on the Bolsheviks and kill them by the millions. Mm-hmm. And the Germans weren't playing around because they were tired of that Bolshevik crap coming from Moscow, because Stalin would sit there in Moscow and send out red commissars all over Europe to stir up trouble. People don't know this in America. Yep. To bomb, to murder people, kidnap people, political protests, strikes, shut down factories. What communists do to get your attention, you know?
Yeah.
Evil, and Hitler said, we're done with you guys.
Evil tends to try to protect itself, right? I mean, think about it. What's happening with all these, with The Sound of Freedom, that movie, you know,
mm-hmm.
and these people are trying, all that is about is going after these sex traffickers, right? And the liberals that run these theaters are like turning off the air conditioning and all, and flat out turning off the movie so that nobody can see it. People are still seeing it.
Correct.
But evil tends to try to protect itself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this sex trafficking stuff is evil, but it's a big moneymaker for some of these people, right? I mean,
it's an international business. Oh, yeah. It's big.
It all comes down to the green stuff, right? If it may be evil, but if it makes money, it's going to try and protect itself, you know? And that's what they're trying to do with this stuff, you know? And we cannot – and that's basically – Trump had that stuff shut down when he shut down the border. Oh, to that point, you know? He had it shut down. And then what happened? Well, the election got – whatever happened with the election happened. And Biden get in, and he opened the borders up again. And now we're dealing with the you know, the sex trafficking again, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, Trump was making a dent in all that. He was making a dent. I give credit where credit's due. Trump arrested more people that were into the human trafficking, the slave trade, et cetera. He arrested far, far more than Biden or Obama combined. He was making one hell of a dent in that quietly. In my view, I would say, why are you being so quiet about it? This is one of your success stories. Why don't you broadcast this? Get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
See, stuff like that, you want to promote. I mean, you want to say the things. I mean, it's like, you know, that's my thing with Trump is the things you should promote, you're quiet about, and the things you shouldn't promote, like being on stage, you want to grab a gay flag and say, I'm on your side if you're LGBTQ squared to the nth power. Bizarre thinking. It's like, why do you do that?
This is a guy.
When you should be saying, you should be on stage saying, hey, I'm against the groomers. I'm against the pedophiles. I have my arrest record is untouched by any press. I will write his frickin' script. And say, this is what you say. But, I mean, yeah, we all know it. But the problem is we're in the know. That's why I said we're a minority on the show. The vast sea of Americans, they don't know crap. The masses are asses. I'm not saying they are nice people who give to their church. I'm just saying when it comes to this kind of stuff, they may be, you know, nice, but they don't know crap. Because what are they – you always heard this slogan that the road to hell is paved with good intentions, right? The road to hell.
And what are –
you have good intentions, you not bring about the best results.
What do the liberals always say when stuff fails? Well, we always had good. This thing was always intended to be a good thing, right?
That's right.
It's intended.
They always say, "Well, we had good intentions. We had tried. We believe in utopia. We tried. We're sorry that thousands of kids got raped and sold around the world, but we tried. Can't we all get along?" That's exactly what they say.
What did Yoda say in Star Wars? Do or do not. There is no try.
That's right.
Right?
That's
I
right.
Mean, really. So trying is a fallacy. It's a bunch of crap.
It is. It is. I always say if you're going to do it, do it. Or don't do it at all. You're better off just staying home.
What?
That's why when I saw that Stop the Steal thing, I said, I told my audience, do not go to D.C. People are calling me, emailing me, hey, this thing's going all over the internet. It's going viral, Vaughn. What do you think? I go, I wouldn't go. I don't recommend it. Why? It's going to be a trap. You're going to get arrested. They're going to ask you to do things. I'm telling you, you're just going to get involved with a big mass of people. And I know herd mentality. And they're going to herd you into a corral. And they have facial recognition. They have cameras in trees in D.C., cameras that come out of the sewers. There are cameras everywhere there. They're going to get you. That's where they got all the people, facial recognition software. We had the biggest dragnet in American history with the FBI. Over 1,000 agents were assigned to arrest people. How about those apps?
Right.
When they want to move, they can move.
Undercover agent.
Yeah.
And look, here's the deal. Look, the window that Ashley Babbitt went into that got broken before that was being guarded by the cops, the Capitol Hill City Police, Capitol Police, walked away. They walked away from that window, which what we saw happen. That people went in through that broken window, right?
That's right.
You know? And then the QAnon shaman who, by the way, was proven innocent, he got out of jail because Tucker Carlson did what he did, which ended up getting Tucker Carlson fired, but did what he did on the show, got the shaman out of prison, you know, because what it showed, the footage that showed, the hours and hours and hours of footage that showed that the shaman was being led around by the cops, and the cops led him into the building, into Congress, right? And
right.
That whole thing, and I've told Gunslinger this, and I'll say it to you, that whole situation was not about what they said it was about. That whole situation on January 6th was about redress of grievances. We weren't getting it through the courts because they came up with this stuff about this crap about standing. You don't have standing to go after the elections. You know, you don't have the standing, right? It's a bunch of crap,
right?
You know, we knew the law about, you know, that the vice president could at the time disqualify these electors, right? So, and you look what happened shortly after that, within 3 months of that, they passed a law
that made the vice president basically a ceremonial deal where he has no power. Basically, they changed the law to say that you can't challenge elections that in that manner anymore. You know, so they knew they knew what they did, and they knew that they got away with something, and they had to cover their asses by changing a law.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm really glad that my listeners are not in a D.C. jail riding away tonight. Very happy about that. We are very saddened by the ones that are still there. And I've always said where Trump made a huge, you know, it really irritates me. I'll be honest with you. I get annoyed at Trump on some things. It irritates me. And I like the guy. And we wish him well as the Republican front runner. We really do. But don't go on the stage and say, you know, it's going to be huge. If you elect me again, I might just pardon those people. I might just do it. Yeah, I think it'll be fantastic. It'll be good. No, don't tease the audience. Don't say you're going to give them a pardon now. They've been riding away in jail for all these years, you know, two and a half years now. I mean, that to me, that insults my intelligence. And like Michael Corleone said in The Godfather, don't insult my intelligence. You had the frickin' power, bro, when you were the president for two more weeks until January the 20th. You know damn well, I know, I contacted the Trump campaign, the White House, and said, pardon these people, do it now. What are you waiting around for? Nobody ever responded to me. Just so you know, just for the record, nobody ever responded. And then I requested through other things. I said, we need to pardon these people now. The Democrats are going to lock them. Oh, well, you're just too extreme. No, I'm not extreme. I'm frickin' realistic. And I know the Democrats are frickin' snakes. Okay, they're evil SOBs. And the minute Trump leaves office, they're going to say, ha-ha, we got him. We're going to install Biden. And then we're going to screw over the country. And these are his people. And we're going to throw away the key. That's exactly what went down. And I'm about what goes down, not this poppycock, delusional BS fantasy land that most people live in. They're living there in a jail every day, and that's where I turn the TV off when he says, you know, if you just give me one more shot, I'm going to clean up the swamp, and I might even, you know, pardon some people. Just give me, man, dude. Don't get me started. That pisses me off. And I'm going, when you have the power, if you're a young politician out there, listen up. When you have the power is when you do things, not when you're out of power. Don't do it back-asswards, okay? Capiche?
Yep.
Be smart about these things.
Yep.
Because they wanted to punish Trump's most loyal supporters. This thing was given to the Democrats on a silver effing platter. This is wonderful.
Yep.
We got Trump out of there, and we got about 800 of his hardcore national supporters locked up. They threw away the key. Oh, they'll be out in a decade, maybe. You know, they won't be there forever, but they're going to be old men when they get out, and some are going to have a lot of health issues. They've had terrible nutrition, no medical care, allegedly, of course. I don't know because I'm not there, but this is what I hear in the grapevine. We're going to get the Gladiator on here in about 9:15. What are your final thoughts to America, EMP?
Well, we know. I mean, we can disagree on this show. You know, it's okay to disagree because I'm going to disagree with you with what you're saying about the upcoming election. I think they'd like to steal it. They like to have him not run. Trump's going to run. And the disagreement here is with you is just how many people are going to vote, all right? I think
You can disagree with me about that. I mean, you think we are going to have a huge turnout, and I'm saying I think it's going to be low voter turnout because I don't see the excitement that's out there. I don't feel any. I don't see any excitement about no one's talking about it. Everyone's demoralized. This is exactly what they did. They demoralized the American people, and they've depressed them, and now they hit them up with the economy. And when you hit people up with money and you demoralize them politically, they don't feel like donating or they don't feel like going to rallies. Even Trump's South Carolina rally was a little short and a day late. I heard the count wasn't as high as Trump said from multiple sources. He has a hardcore contingent. I will never disavow that, and he deserves it. But I'm fair on this show. I don't hear anybody that's rah-rah, gung-ho about the upcoming election.
Well, I think probably what's going to happen is if the Democrats stick with Hair Sniffer Joe, then they're going to lose the election. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they do. They're going to lose the election. Because
they said that last time.
Nobody wants Joe Biden.
They said that last time. But they said Biden was going to lose. I'm just saying, I think Biden did lose technically. I'm not going into technical data with people, but he did not. He won the war. Who's in the Oval Office? It's the installed Biden.
Right.
Who really won the real Biden. But my point is, it's not Trump. So that's what I'm saying. Trump might win in a landslide, but I don't think they're going to give it to him. I just don't.
Right.
Just like last time.
Now the thing is, but the problem is they don't want Biden. Even the Democrats don't want Biden, And he's not gonna leave easily. They're gonna have to either buy him off, or I don't want to use the word, but assassinate him, because the theory is he's got so much trash on everybody else. He's gonna use it and try to keep himself in the office.
I know. EMP, thanks a lot for the call, man. I appreciate it. Good points, man. We'll talk again soon, amigo. Let's get the Gladiator on the air. Gladiator, welcome to the Von Wehen Show. How are you doing, man?
What's happening, man? It's been a couple of weeks. What's going on?
Oh, I know. Well, you've had some things, some business dealings, shall we say, to contend with. I understand. It's okay. There's a lot going on out there. I always say it's hard to make the show for anybody every week. It's kind of funny, Paul. Some weeks I'll get these people out of the blue. They go, when's the show on? I'm going to make it. I'll have 20 people here on the board or more. And then there's some weeks where it's lesser of a count. It's whatever's in the water, man. But welcome, man. What's on your mind tonight?
So I heard what Joe Biden said at the NATO summit. you can't make this shit up that this guy comes out with. And he literally came out and said, well, Putin's already lost the war. He's already lost the war. The war's done. Putin lost the war. And I'm just like, dude, what are you on? Were you the one sniffing the cocaine in the White House that they found? Because they can't find anybody that's like, nope, wasn't anybody. It was just sitting in the White House. So I was just like, wait a minute. I mean, this guy was like, this was the UN speech that he couldn't go to the Lithuanian dinner last night because he was studying for this speech. And he goes, Putin's lost the war. It's over. Now it's all up to Putin what he does. I don't know if he's going to negotiate for a settlement, truce. And it's like, wait a minute. You just said the war was over. He lost the war. And he goes, and you know, he'll have to withdraw the troops and, you know, and other things. And, yeah, and we fully support NATO. We're never backing down from NATO. I was just like, dude, you're so fractional in any thought that you have that you can't even complete, like, one full thought.
Right.
And this is our president. No wonder China's going to attack Taiwan. I mean, I would. I'd be like, this is the perfect
now's the time. Yeah.
Yeah. And they,
now
and they
is the time. If you want Taiwan, grab it now, baby.
China just performed a naval move through the Taiwan Strait within the last 3 days. They just took their naval ships and said, screw it, let's go through it. That's the Chinese Navy slogan now. Screw it, let's go through it. Screw it, let's go through it.
Yeah,
and
I like it.
Yeah, they
I
went
like
right
it.
Through the top. And the Chinese fighter jets were accompanying them through the. So they went through the air and sea, right through the Taiwan Strait, and and you don't even hear about it in the news. Not the regular media news.
Yeah.
They won't say anything.
Yeah.
They figured, hey,
no, they're all a bunch of pussified media people. They don't know anything.
If we can send a spy balloon from Alaska to South Carolina, then we can definitely invade the Taiwan Strait right now. it's unbelievable. You can't make it up anymore.
I see what I would have done is as a joke. Would have done with China. I would have effed with them. And when we had those Chinese balloons, I would have sent over some Air Force balloons over Beijing. I said, here's our balloons, and fill them up with, like, you know, some data, some, you know, some listening equipment. It would have been kind of funny, actually. And make them work, though. Make sure they can pick up some intel. Would have been, you know what? When they hit you, you just hit them back. All these countries need to be bitch slapped, as far as I'm concerned. They're out of control.
Yeah,
and our country is laughing.
I'm going to say this, and I don't know if a lot of people are going to believe this or give it some thought. But if you remember how weak we were under Jimmy Carter, I mean, they were taking hostages.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were taking
terrible.
U.S. hostages in Canada. That's how weak the U.S. was under Jimmy Carter. Canada was like, let's take some U.S. hostages. They can't do anything about it, right? And then crazy Ronald Reagan. Like, oh, my God, if Ronald Reagan gets elected, he'll hit the nuclear bomb.
They did.
Like,
they absolutely believed it. He's going to nuke the world, that Nazi.
Yeah, the day he was inaugurated, Iran called up and said, how many of the hostages do you want? You want them all? Okay, great. We'll put them on a plane. We'll send them first class. You want them on the Concorde? Yep, we'll land them right there. Which airport in the United States do you want them to land at, right? So, but he was strong through strength, right? Diplomatic through strength. Took down the wall, you know, worked with Russia, East Germany, et cetera, right? So I'm going to tell you, everybody said, well, if Trump gets elected, he's going to hit the nuclear button. He's going to start a nuclear war. But the crazy North Korean backed down, Putin backed down, China backed down, everybody backed down, because it was strength. It was strong through strength. And diplomatically, he met with little nuclear boy, right? He met with Ping. He met with Putin. Everybody's like, see, he's friends with all of them. No, he's doing what Reagan did. He went and visited and said, look, you screw around, you're going to get hurt. And then, boom, Soleimani's dead in Iran, the number one terrorist in the world. Boom, he's taken out. So it was strong through strength, diplomacy through strength. Now we are, under Carter, we have the laughing stock of the world. I mean, I would not be surprised if, I'm going to make a ridiculous thing, a country that's never won a war in the history of the country, okay? Now, Napoleon won wars, but he was a dictator. But the country of France has never won a war, okay? Never won a war as France. I wouldn't be surprised if France, you know, says, look, my country is getting burned up. It's going to shit. It's going to hell in a handbasket. Why don't I just turn around and invade Portugal and take it over? it's small enough. Mm-hmm. I can take them out, right? They're close,
sure.
You know, and that's
yeah.
how weak President Biden and the administration is showing the United States to be. Even France can win a war against any country they want to with Biden and the administration at the helm right now. I mean, it's just stupid. Stupid.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, and Biden looked so weak at that NATO summit, man. I mean,
yeah.
He looked terrible. Mumbling, jumbling, didn't know where the desk was, almost fell down. And then you got the lamestream media, you know, that the girl, I won't say her name, but those morning shows where she went, the Biden team, they sure better
yeah.
make sure he doesn't fall. I
yeah,
mean,
move
the media is starting to notice.
Get everything out of his way. If he has a propensity to fall, make sure he doesn't fall. Like, if he's got a propensity to fall, get him out, right?
Yeah, exactly. The senile old man. In fact, there's a video on Twitter, Paul. I put it out there on Gab, on my Gab page. A lot of people, I'm sure, maybe, or not seen it, but the granddaughter of Joe Biden, she goes, I'm not sure
mm-hmm.
if I should put this out there, but I'm going to. She goes, the real Joe Biden died back in 2019. Our family, now this is what she said, our family, people don't know this, but Biden had a twin. And what you see in the White House is his twin brother. Looks similar,
huh.
Right?
Really?
And they go, yep,
mm-hmm.
She said, I will send it to you. She said that the Biden, our family wanted to stay in the power circles of Washington, and we quietly buried our dad. And then we basically made his twin brother, who was always an unknown, Joe Biden, as if he was still living. And the family ran him as the real Joe Biden, and that's why people have all these, you know, you see all these postings on Gab of the earlobe is different, the eyebrow is different. Everyone's done this forensic analysis.
Yeah.
It's not.
You and I talked about that once. Yeah.
We broke this a couple years ago on my show. I said, that's not the real Joe Biden. Joe, it's clear as day. I mean, Joe Biden, I grew up with him, seeing him on TV. When I saw this guy who came out of the blue, they just said that the real Joe Biden died of natural causes, heart failure or like whatever. And then this
right.
guy was his twin brother. And that's who we're seeing. And then the wifey acts like it's her husband because, again, they want the power and the money. And, it's definitely worked because they've made millions since 2020. For the family, millions of dollars. And so their scam worked. I got to give them credit. And her name was Naomi Biden, granddaughter, and she was on Twitter. She had like, I think, 70,000 likes, 50,000 people who, like me, retweeted that all over the internet.
Yeah.
So it's out
wow.
there, folks. You can just Google Naomi Biden, and you'll see it's a short video. She just is very matter of fact. This is what happened. And she says, that's it. And the tape turns off, and it's her because I've seen her before, too. So, anyway, interesting stuff, man. I mean, we know this is a clown show. He was installed, and she even said it. He was installed. It's not the real Biden. It was all fake. See, everything's fake. You know, Trump won the election, but Biden was installed, and it's not even the real Biden at that. I mean, how effed up can you get? And if the masses of the American people knew this, I don't think they would do a damn thing about it. They would just shrug and eat their pizza and go about their day. I mean, I really don't think there'd be any revolution. They wouldn't give a rat's ass. They'd say, oh, okay, thanks for telling me.
Yep.
What's on tonight,
it's
honey?
Almost...
What's dinner?
Yep.
You know?
It's almost as weird. It's almost as weird as two gay men lovers. One becomes a transgender. they pretend to have two daughters. The more male gay man, non-transgender, runs for Senate, is a senator for 1 year, then runs for president, and they live in the White House for 8 years. It's almost as weird as that. Oh, wait, did that happen?
Yeah. Well, the other one is I put on Gab Page is you've seen all those photographs of Michelle Obama with a big bulge. Okay. Michael.
I saw the video.
He never cut it off.
Her. Yeah, I saw the video of Michelle Obama or Michael Obama on the Ellen DeGeneres show with dancing, and in the pants that she was wearing, it was just flapping around inside her pants the whole dance.
Yeah.
It's so obvious.
I mean, that's not how a vagina moves inside a woman's pants. Okay.
Exactly.
It's not anatomically correct, like they say.
Yep.
And yeah, we have some funny things here in the chat room, Paul. I'll tell you, a team of voices goes, a twin? And you cannot charge him with any crimes. I don't know about that. I think legally they really can't. Allegedly, it's a twin. This is what his grand. I believe what the granddaughter says. And Lincoln's got a good point, too. He says the Q-tards are now pushing that Trump died in a helicopter crash in 1989. And the Trump we see is JFK wearing a Trump mask.
There you go.
That's a funny one, Lincoln. But, yeah, that's all that Q-tard stuff, that crap that's out there, you know. They say everyone's dead, everyone's been hanged, everybody's wearing a mask. Well, I think in the case of Biden, it's real, though. I mean, that's definitely not Joe Biden. And what's making them freak out, it's leaking out that they're starting to get real nervous because people are noticing that it's not the real one, and they're starting to ask lots of questions during – it's even effervesced up to, like, the White House press room where somebody asks, can we see the birth certificate of this president? And they go, oh, you don't need to see that. Oh, you don't need – that's Joe Biden. That's – come on, man. That's Joe Biden.
Come on. Come on, man.
Yeah, they actually said that. I went, you can't make this – like I said, you can't make this shit up, man.
Well, I think Joe Biden was born in Kenya.
Next to Obama. Obama. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Next to Obama, yeah.
Well, what I it's funny. They go, all these Kenyans are this week we're writing for the high cost of living, and I'm the only one that said, why isn't Obama taking care of his people in Kenya? I had like 50 likes, and they go, I didn't think about that. I said, those are his people. He was born there. Why isn't he taking control of that situation? He should not be on D.C.
Man.
Obama should be living in Kenya. I would deport him immediately. Get that Kenyan guy out of here.
And if he really believed in this foundation that Black Lives Matters, he could actually go make a difference.
Right.
Because he owns
exactly.
that foundation. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What a global labyrinth of lies. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, the lies they tell us is just – it's just one whopper after the other. It's day by day. And they – folks, they think you're all stupid. We know you're not. I know I've got a very smart audience, but they know what they're saying is that the American people in general are stupid. You only care about your hot dogs and hamburgers on July 4th, and no one's looking in these – because. But that's why we have the Von Wien Show, because I do delve into these things, as you guys do. And I do my research, and I will always tell you, these things are allegations only. I have very little proof, but there is a thing called consensus. And if you see it enough times or you hear it enough times, I always say where there's smoke, there's fire every time. And there's something there with this imposter in the White House. That's definitely not Joe Biden that I grew up with. And you know, once guys reach 50, you really 40, they don't change a lot in the face or the hair. I mean, the hair might just get a little grayer. They get a few more wrinkles of, you know,
Joe Biden was so bald in the 90s. He was so bald. He had little wisps of hair across his bald head. Yeah. Totally different hair. Totally
and
different.
And he acted different. This guy doesn't even act like
the
real Joe.
He was more matter of fact. He was more.
Right.
Remember, he's the guy that passed the crime bill, man, to keep everybody in
jail.
Right. I mean,
that's right.
He was
that's right.
He was more of a moderate Democrat to the hard-nosed law. Moderate Democrat
he
to
was.
The hard-nosed law. And this guy is, you know, this is the guy that went to college, partied. This, you know, if it is his twin brother, he was partying, mm-hmm. just living off the family name, you know, and then finally the family said, hey, we got a use for you now. Now we got a use
right.
for you, you know.
Right. Yep. And that's what the granddaughter said. Our family wanted to maintain political power. We did not want to fade away. We knew there was millions of dollars at stake as a family. Remember, these are political dynasties, people. These are businesses. Look at all the money Joe Biden has brought in from China, the Ukraine, Burisma, energy in Ukraine, et cetera. Look at all the money Hunter Biden's made. Millions.
Yeah,
he makes so much money
100.
Off the White House. It's unreal, yeah.
Yeah, it's 50 to 100 million if it's a nickel.
That's totally. Right.
It's
oh yeah, that's why they just faked it. They buried Joe Biden very, very quietly. Very quietly. And they have the money and the power to do that, and then they bring in the twin brother or the relative, or some people say he's even an actor. Whatever he is, I don't care what he is. I know one thing,
mm-hmm.
it's not real Joe Biden, period. Just isn't.
Yeah.
And for the newcomers, the young people that have just started watching politics under Obama or maybe a few years after, they don't know what the hell we're talking about. But I always tell you guys, Google this stuff. You do your own research. Don't take my word for it. I challenge you. Do your own research like I did. I know what I believe. Some of the people in the audience, they don't know what they believe because they don't take the time to know anything about anything. That's on their dime. I will simply tell you, I'm not here to argue with people. We'll just simply tell them, Paul, if they don't want to believe, I don't care, and you don't care, right? Life goes
right.
on.
Exactly. Yep.
You're about to, I think you got to get back there, what you're doing, but what are your final thoughts, man, if any, you know?
You know, in this economy,
mind?
You got to work as many hours as you can, save as much money as you can. And when you have an unscrupulous business partner, make hard moves.
Yes.
That's it.
Make some hard effing moves. I agree.
Yep,
Paul, thanks so much, man. We'll talk again
right,
soon,
man.
Amigo.
I'll talk to you soon. All right, man. Bye.
Have a great night. You bet. Good night.
You too. Bye.
The Gladiator calling from a secret location in North Scottsdale tonight. I will not divulge where. Hang on, we'll get to the Gunslinger next and more calls. Our chat room is lively tonight. A lot of good conjecture, good comments. I love it.
This just in, we can now call the 2024 presidential race for Joe Biden. This morning, an emboldened China invades Taiwan.
Financial markets are in free fall as 500 regional banks have shuttered their doors.
Border agents were overrun by a surge of 80,000 illegals yesterday evening.
Officials closed the city of San Francisco this morning, citing the escalating crime and fentanyl crisis.
Who's in charge here?
It feels like the train is coming off the tracks.
The only thing, it's not Joe Biden.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality. America has become a second-rate power. Its trade deficit and its fiscal deficit are at nightmare proportions. Now, in the days of the free market, when our country was a top industrial power, there was accountability to the stockholders. We'll be right back.
A little bit of Gordon Gekko there, that little mix I made up here in the studio. Pretty cool. I'm doing some more of those mixes from those 1980s movies. By the way, the original Wall Street's the best. When it came out, I was just enamored with it, and I saw it, I believe, 3 times in the movie theater. But Gordon Gekko and Wall Street, I was fascinated by that stuff. I was on the Purdue campus, and I remember going to the theater and watching that, and it was very, very cool, very interesting. Good stuff there. Now, we had movie night here locally, and they were doing this 80s run, and I had seen this movie years ago, but I saw Weird Science again, you know, that song Weird Science, and it was pretty good. It was actually it was a refreshing movie. It brought back a lot of memories. When I was a kid there in the 80s, and good stuff, you know, and they had a $5 movie night. So if you want a fun movie, it's kind of funny. And Bill Paxton plays the right-wing zealot in the movie, which is hysterical. He plays the right-wing militia guy who's like the big brother. And it's really, it's a good movie, Weird Science. I forgot how funny it was. But with all that, we're heard in 28 countries. We want to welcome India tonight. India, we now have listeners in the great land of India, where there are many UFOs probably being seen and all kind of crazy things in the sky, where they wrote the Bhagavad and all kinds of things. I mean, that country's got over 1 billion people. They're right next to China. And there's a lot of tension between India and China with war on their border. And India's border with Pakistan, they're always fighting skirmishes. It's very dangerous in many parts of the world. Why would we think the West in Europe would be any different? Well, from the UK tonight, I think we have a fan speak out. Let's see what it is.
And now, even a long-distance dedication from one of our British listeners from across the pond. Yvonne, I thought that the pomp and pageantry of the king's coronation would be all that I would need in the coming days. But when I look around at Britain and the United Kingdom today, I realize in sheer horror that we are being invaded, sir, on every front. We are being railed against hell worse than the Blitz during World War II with those nasty bloody Jerrys. But through it all, there was one hope. One beacon of light on the horizon, like a radio lighthouse or transmitter through the London fog. It was always the Vaughn Weekend Show that brought us news from America, interesting analysis, and fun and entertainment for the whole British family. If you was here right now, rest assured I can say that the entire country would knight him as one of the king's men. Long live the Vaughn Weekend Show. Hip, hip, hooray. 1776 forever. From your friend across the pond, we wish you well, Vaughn. Good night from Buckingham Palace.
Wow. Just love that from Buckingham Palace. So cool.
My generation got our driver's license at 14, had a job at 16, and moved out at 17. Your generation is still trying to define what a woman is and living in your parents' basement until you're 35. My generation grew up on uncensored everything. Your generation censors everything. My generation shotguns, rode dirt bikes, and went camping for fun. Your generation stares at your phone all day and dances on the internet in your sister's underwear. My generation knew how to make decisions. Important ones. Your generation can't even decide which bathroom to use. My generation wants the truth and the facts, no matter how uncomfortable they are. Your generation is so offended that the truth and the facts don't support whatever outlandish bull is floating around in your imagination that you've started labeling everything that you don't agree with as misinformation. My generation has 2 genders. Your generation has 89,347. And counting. My generation judges people on whether or not they're an asshole. Your generation judges people on race, weight, religion, sex, gender, financial standing, something that they tweeted 20 years ago in grade 8 when they were drunk for the first time. Your generation cancels everything you don't agree with. My generation doesn't give a f*** about the things we don't agree with. Beat it, loser. My generation fights for the right to party. Your generation doesn't fight, doesn't like having rights, and doesn't like to party. What the f*** is wrong with you guys? My generation is going to be able to handle the new music video that I'm dropping on Friday. Your generation is going to have a meltdown.
That's so true. It's by Tom McDonald. Very good. Good rant there. I like rants on this show. You can call the show and rant. We also have a long distance dedication, I think, from the CDO TLC for the urban ghettos of America. The urban ghetto thugs of America, they dig the show. Let's listen in.
And now, a testimonial from one of our urban inner city listeners across America.
Hey, man, I ain't no trick. Cosmo says you are fat. Well, I am down with that. Whenever I want my news and talk radio, I get my ass to the Von Lee Hunt show. You dig? You got it, man? You feel me? There's no other show I listen to, okay, player? Now that we got that straight, sit back and enjoy the rest of the show.
God. You never knew he was going to call the show. I love it.
Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Every Thursday at 8 p.m. Bravo Company, Osho 8, Mountain and Pacific Standard Time during the year. Let's get to the gunslinger out of Texas. He's got his guns ready. He's ready for action. And I will try to mimic his voice here. Gunslinger, welcome to the show. How are you, sir? How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Just a queasy there. No doubt about it.
I'm trying. Okay, I'm trying.
But, you know, boy, where to start?
You got to speak up here. Speak up a little bit.
How about that?
That's much better. Much better. Yeah. We're going through three or four different lines here. So what are your thoughts tonight, Gunslinger?
Well, one about somebody mentioned a while back, Ashley Babbitt again. That was political. That person, unfortunately, lady, was shot by coward cop.
Oh, yeah.
Let me emphasize coward. A Capitol Police shot an unarmed person. Now, just imagine if me or you shot an unarmed person. We'd be in prison right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They would literally throw away the key. So when you think that, well, nobody's above the law, you're full of bullshit. Because these people are above the law. They're way above the law. Okay? So when you can go in there and kill, and this is murder, there's no doubt about it. This is premeditated because you had to think about it. Okay? And that lady had no weapons at all, period, and shot her fucking dead. If that's not murder woman, I don't know what the freak is. Okay? And it was all political.
Yeah.
Okay? It was all political. And they were cowards, like the rest of them. They're cowards. Once you confront them, they run. Just like cockroaches when you break the can of paint off. Okay, because they know what their rate is. So when you have people like that.
Hey, you're breaking up there, Gunslinger. Are you on the you on a good line?
I'm on my cell phone. Skype with
okay. We're getting some static here, but, yeah, keep on talking.
Yeah, I'll try to eat my mic here. But, that's one thing. And Ukraine, they're gone. They're history.
Oh,
anybody
yeah.
that
yeah.
is a little pissant country like Ukraine is, they think they're going to fight against Russia. that's like trying to bring a knife to a gunfight, a machine gun fight. Who do you think's gonna win? Okay, that's totally insane to do that. But okay, whatever they want, you know. And that's just as bad. Oh fuck. Fuck you, Scott. Goddamn motherfucker.
Gunslinger. Well, I guess the gunslinger, we couldn't hear him too well there. Heard some static and not quite sure what went on there. So let's try to get him back on here. Are you there?
I'm back. I'm
there
back.
There we go.
Hello. There we go.
We got you. We got you. We got you. These things happen in live radio and studio. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah.
You were saying about the Ukraine.
Yeah, the Ukraine is gone. When you try to go up against a country as big as Russia is, that's like taking a knife to a machine gun fight. Who do you think is going to win?
Right.
I mean, they're going to try to protect themselves. Okay, whatever. But in the long run, you're going to lose your ass. And look what they're doing.
That's right.
They're losing their ass. Russia, you know, Putin, okay, he can take all the time he wants. He can take all the time he wants. Okay?
That's right.
He can starve him to death. He can starve him to death, completely surround that little country, or so-called country, whatever.
Time is on Putin's side.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't see Putin like in a big rush, do you? He's not in a rush to take Ukraine. He'll take it like one fight at a time. He's digesting Ukraine slowly.
Yeah, it's like a bug, just digesting it slowly, just sucking everything.
He's staring at his prey. That's what he's doing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, you gotta
he goes, no, I don't need to be fast. I want to go slow here, you know?
I want to go slow, yeah. It's just like France over there. They're lost. They're gone. Bye-bye. Catch you later. Okay. What have I said before? When you give up your guns, bend over, baby, because they're going to take your ass out. And what are they doing? They're taking their ass out. Okay, the great Muslims, I call them Muslims, raghead, ghost fuckers, camel drinking piss motherfuckers. Okay, they're the ones that are fucking up everything. Okay, they are the seed of Satan, Muslim, whatever their fucking religion is. Okay, they are the synagogue of Satan. Okay, they are the demons themselves. Okay, so. When like I said, when the French people have given up their guns, they're getting what they fucking deserve. I'm sorry to say it. I hate to see France fall. Okay? But when you give up your only means of defense, well, what do you think's going to happen? They're going to go around and circle jerk each other off? Come on, really? It ain't going to happen. Okay? It's not going to happen. It's crazy. And guess what, people? That shit is coming here. You may not.
That's right.
But you better take the warning.
Absolutely it is.
Better take the warning of the gunslinger. I've studied this shit for 25 fucking years now. It's coming to this country. Okay, I don't know when. Well, it's going to be, and we'll see it in our lifetime. There's no doubt about that. We'll see either a
we will.
Or we will see a total dictator, dictatorship that we will be under before we crash and check out. Okay? Now, you might think it's crazy. You might think I'm kidding. Brother, I'm not kidding. Because all the signs are pointing to that very one thing. Okay? So it's this way, you know, better be prepared. And a couple here, another little thing here. So you were talking about artificial intelligence. If the commie bastards don't get us, the goddamn robots will.
That's right. That's right. What I'm saying, the robots aren't. See, people have this weird idea that robots are like aliens. They're all benevolent, and they're here to help us and make us grow in knowledge and make our society better and more effective. No! Hell no! The aliens are all, they are malevolent, which is evil, not benevolent. There are the Nordic races that we've talked about before that are benevolent. AI is all malevolent because any scientists and all the scientists say, these things are freaking us out. They have, the minute they start talking to each other, they create a new language that only they understand, and they do that on their own. They have an encrypted language, a machine language. They immediately go, the second they release AI away from, like, human control, every time it starts its own secret language, and they start plotting against us. It's freaked out. So many scientists, they go out of these labs, they've ran out just more or less screaming, freaked out. They're not here to help us. AI machines want to control us. Yeah. You read any story you want.
Read any story you want there, and that's very true because I got a two-year degree in electronics, computer technology. So I even knew then, this was back in 84 and 85, that I knew that these people, these things, the way that technology was progressing, even then, we didn't really have cell phones, you know, radio phones. And the people that did have cell phones, they were $10,000 a piece. Now they give them to you. Okay, think back to the microwave oven came out. Them some bitches were $5,000 a piece. They'll give them to you now, pretty much. Okay? So look how technology has changed. It's in a very few, you know, couple decades, really. Okay? When you have these AI, these robots, okay, that can stand up and walk like a man, and it shows on YouTube, and we got to think, you know, we all know who, you know, the loving DARPA people are, okay? When they can stand up, and you go over there and kick this thing, it falls down, and it gets up on its own. Now, you can find, that's just robotics. That's basically a machine responding to a program. Now, when you combine that with AI, which is artificial intelligence, it's learning from its mistakes. That's what AI is. It's a program that has been programmed into these things, but the program is learning from the program. Haven't you ever had the dragon word speak on the computer to learn it? To recognize your voice and your voice pattern, blah, 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 all that shit. But once it does, it speaks just like you. It recognizes you. Hello, Ron. Hello, Mark. How you doing?
That's right. It's eerie. Really eerie. And I warn you guys about these female sex robots that are flying off the shelves. Be careful. Be careful. Because she might try to kill you in the middle of the night. I wouldn't buy. Guys are buying those for like frat parties and things. It's gonna end up being like a horror movie. When you release Bambi into the woods, be careful with that AI. Stuff is serious. And like Gunster says, they learn from their mistakes and they're out to get you. Okay. They're out to get you. These new ones are, wow, I'm seeing some YouTube videos people have sent me, and I'm going, amazing technology, but scary, man.
It is.
Well, Gunslinger, great, great call, man. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, one more thing.
What's your final words?
Before when you get one of these sex dolls or sex robots or whatever, you better be careful because it may go chop, chop.
That's right. Yeah, I don't trust those either. I don't recommend buying one. I do not recommend it. Get the real thing, boys. Get the real thing. It's always better.
If they can do that to a robot's mind, these AIs, what do you think they can do to the mechanical part down there? Chop, chop.
Yeah.
Get you later.
Exactly. Thank you, Gunslinger. Have a great night, man. You bet. Take care. We had kind of a bad line there. It was sort of breaking up here and there. But we got most of Gunslinger's call through. You may have to adjust your volume there on the podcast playback. But some of these, you know, these cell phones are all toys. They don't always work the way we want them to. unfortunately. But it is what it is, right? Yeah, watch out for those sex robots, man. Those things, God, they are just scary. Would you want something like that in your house? I want nothing like that in my compound that has artificial intelligence. And that's really, really creepy, you know? You can get love in other ways. Get the real thing. It's my best advice. We'll get to some more calls here momentarily, as we always do. You've reached the Von Wiehunt Show. We'll play a little Donna Summer. Oh yeah, baby. Speaking of sex robots, my God. different intro song tonight. Yeah,
love
man.
That.
We're
love
here.
That, man. How you been?
I've been good. Been good. It's been getting through our brutal summer, right? But
yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of
I've
been doing projects and stuff and work, and it's just we're halfway through July. Almost,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, things are heating up here, man. I had to head out and up in the mountains up for the Park City, Utah last week.
Oh.
Got up in the mountains and just enjoyed the aspens and pine trees.
Nice.
Yeah,
when did you go up there?
Yeah, it was really last week.
Did you take
week,
the whole family?
Yeah. Went up, my brother lives up there in Park City, Utah. And went up there, you know, and just saw the ski slopes. We said there's still some snow on the top of those mountains, kind of, believe it or not. But, yeah, just had to get out of town. You know, 114 like it was in Phoenix today. That's just pretty hot. Tough to deal with. But,
oh, I know.
Like you
so
saying,
you were there in Park City,
a
beautiful area, I have heard, man. Where'd you stay at?
Oh, my brother has a house up there, so I went up to
oh,
see
nice.
Him. And,
oh, you save
actually,
a ton of money there in hotel bills. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got a really nice house up there. And
oh, cool.
Cool town. I mean, you know,
now, what's the local spiel there on Park City? Like, what's going on? How's the economy? Was tourism up or down this year? Give us some specs, man.
You know, it's kind of – Utah's interesting. It seems very, very clean and a lot of people, you know. It almost seems like they're not affected as of yet, like a lot of other places. But I do think that, you know, things are going to start slowing down. It's just inevitable, you know, with all the debt that we have with – in fact, we've got this endless war, which we're running out of ammunition, you know. I mean, really, it's
Ukraine. Ukraine was sacrificed on the world altar to weaken and bleed Russia. We know that's a CIA plot and plan and agenda. We get it. What we're pissed off about is that's all of our – that they, you know, we print the money, right, to send over there via the Treasury and Yellen. And now they're going to bill the American taxpayer for it with interest. So it goes to our debt. And we just printed the money. It's spent on the international scene. And, yeah, it's going to wreak havoc around the country eventually, more inflation. Because where do you park all the inflation? You know, years ago we exported all over the planet, right? Right now we have inflation, which I like, in homes because your home goes up. But then again, all the other homes go up, so it's all relative, right? But I got to get up there too, man. I'm going to Flagstaff on Sunday. I'm going to bring my laptop with me and work in the mountains for a few days, I think. And then I'm hitting California after that. So we'll be broadcasting the show sometime on the California coast. Yeah, I need to get out there and see my ocean, my beautiful Pacific Ocean. Can't wait.
Well, you know, I came from the mountains, stopped in Flagstaff for a couple of days, and we stayed over there, Munn's Park there, and then came back, and 2 days later went down to Rocky Point, Mexico, to see a Cortez. So that's been about 15 days, man. But
you're living the life, man. You're living the life.
That's the summer, man.
You're living the life. Wow.
You know, but you've got to live each day like it's your last, because we're in some crazy times.
I agree.
What's going on? And but you got to enjoy every bit that you have here. You know.
You do. You do, man. It goes by too damn fast. Goes too fast. And though we're knowledgeable about the world and all that, at the same time, I tell people, I go, you know, it's tough to do if you're in a weird situation, but. De-stress your life. If you're in a stressful situation, you work to move beyond it. It may be a laborious Herculean effort, but eventually you'll get through it. And that's what I try to do, get through the work week, right? And then it's all about trying to have some fun. But I'm ready to blow out of here. I normally historically blow out of Arizona in late July, August, and hit the road. I'm ready to fly out. I'm going to go up to Northern California too and bring my work with me.
Yeah.
And Oregon Coast, and I cannot wait. I'm ready to do some travel. I'm just arranging the dog watcher and all that stuff too. So I got to catch up with you, Brett. You're way, way ahead of me, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, man, the summer's only so long, right? With eight-year-old twin boys, you know.
Well, when we come back, man, as Phoenicians, it breaks up the summer so nicely that you come back after a couple of weeks, and then it just seems like boom, 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 you're into Labor Day, and then you're into October, and then you start walking in the stores, and they've got the frickin' Halloween Christmas stuff up. It's eerie how fast it goes.
Yeah.
You're going, again?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We're in some crazy times, man, and God bless us.
Oh.
You know, it's so surreal. It's almost like you'd never think you were in, you know, what's going on. But you know what? There is that sense of just have to enjoy each day, you know, because like we could end up like Ukraine, which is kind of a scary thing, man. You know, like it could be like a Don thing, you know, or I don't know, you know, it would be, especially if they did something like EMP or something, knock out the power, you know, and then.
Could happen, man. I tell people, I go, I'm not kidding on my show. I prepare my compound here is, I've got water, food, dry goods, a lot of weapons of war, guns and ammo, all kinds of clothing. Cars are ready. They can get up in the mountains. We can get out of Dodge if we have to. We can bug in or bug out. I want the option. Bit happened in Phoenix, Scottsdale. You know what's going to happen. There'll be a million cars clogged up on the highways, and I tell people, I'm set to bug in. Because when they zig, I zag every time. So I would not follow the masses. And you might have weirdos up on the highway with guns shooting people. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen when bad things happen. And I always tell people, you don't know. You don't know. Don't assume everyone's going to be peaceful and quiet in their car trying to get to their bug-out cabin in the woods. No. You might go on a road or it could be highwaymen out with guns, stopping cars, robbing people, assaulting people. And don't say it. Can't happen here. It can't. There's already people that's their plan. If things were to get that desperate where there's no economy and no jobs – and they were living, you know, they would steal to survive. And if you're in the way, you're just going to be another target, another statistic. You know, that's how those people think. It's a hand-to-mouth existence daily. I mean, if anything were to go down, I just tell people, I just say, you know, that's why I would bug in, let all the mayhem go on around me. And my plan, I have enough here to keep me going until I can to buy me a lot of time to where I could figure out my next move. Put it that way.
Yeah, I could
sit here, listen to the tea leaves. Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, you've got a plan, you know, and have that plan, a plan to fail. So just like in life. But, you know, that might be the best thing, bug in, because could be very, very crazy on the roads. You know, you never know.
No, I think it would be. I think you'd be like Mad Max. Seriously, I think people will. Americans, look, you, Americans are, you know, they're nice. When things are going great, they're okay. And when things get, when the train goes off the rails, they go berserk. So even in good times, there's always that level of violence and crime and mayhem, a little bit of it, right? Can you imagine
right.
the American psyche when they see their whole world crumble? I mean, no grid, no power, no internet, no AC. The employer tells them to stand down, don't come into work. They go to the bank, there's no money, banks can declare a holiday and close up too. Don't forget that, folks. I always tell people to have some cash at home, have things to sell or barter with, anything. You know, have some extra food in the house, extra water. You know, I always think of like an enemy adversary. What would they do? You know, if you were to attack Phoenix, Scottsdale, where we happen to live, what would you do? Well, people don't like to think that way. They go, that's doom and gloom. No, no, it's just, I think like, you know, if you were a Chinese general or a Russian general or a UN general and you wanted to get to this area, how would you do it? That's how my mind works. And I go, well, the first thing you do is you would poison the water supply, to be blunt. You would, then you would attack the highways, make them chaotic where food couldn't be trucked in. Within 2 weeks, there'd be very little food here. In the grocery stores, at least, they'd be wiped out. You know, look at what happened to COVID, okay? When COVID hit, there were lines of people at the grocery stores. And I remember going there on purpose. I went to 4 or 5 grocery stores. I photographed lines of people, the longest lines I've ever seen in my life. But that's a government planned pandemic. And look what happened. You know, really eerie, man. You know, so it can happen. People were, remember they were hoarding pasta. They couldn't get pasta on the shelf for 3 or 4 months. They were hoarding everything, hoarders, you know. They would limit you. You can't buy more than 5 boxes of pasta or 5 cans of vegetables on any one run. You got to come back in the store and do it again. They would limit you at the cash register.
The toilet paper.
Because guys were buying 1,000 cans of vegetables on a credit card. Yeah. People pull out those credit cards and they go, but see, the store said, well, then if you buy them all, people that come in after you will have none. So they would limit. And they put in limits.
Yeah.
Ration. They were rationing food during COVID. That's what that is. Limits a ration. So, hungry family, only buy 5 cans. I remember a couple of them were like that. I went, wow. I mean, this is just a simple pandemic thing that they blew out of proportion. And remember all those hospital videos of them dancing around doing dance routines, Brett? Remember those? All over the internet? That was creepy too, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that whole thing was very, very strange, you know, almost a surreal event. But, you know, it's almost like things that could happen now, though, could be much more serious than that. That might have just been a very small thing that made this pale in comparison to what's coming. But I hope not, you know, and I mean, I'm a person with hope and faith, you know, you know. But it's seems pretty dire right now, though. It's coming from a church.
Well, got to hang in there, man. Got to have a really good summer. I mean, you went to Park, Utah. You had some fun. You went to Mexico. What's your next trip? Where else are you going to?
I don't know. Maybe we will head over to California, you know, or something like that. Maybe go over to Encinitas. I really like Encinitas. There and just by Cardiff by the sea and.
Yep. Been there. I'll be going to Carlsbad, Cardiff by the Sea. I'm going to meet a buddy out there. We're just going to hang out there for a few days. I'm going to bring my workout out there and just work on the beach and have a few limes and a few beers. And I just soak up that 68, 72 degree weather. Cool ocean breezes. I'll be wearing my Hawaiian shirt. Or a polo or a V-neck, just enjoying it, just staying cool, man.
Yeah.
Sunglasses
on,
and there'll be some beautiful ladies out there, I'm sure, too. So.
Oh, man, it'll be nice, man. It's always nice here. Just watch out.
It is.
You know, it's really crazy with the homeless situation, too. It's just exploding, you know.
Yeah. If I was homeless, I'd go to California. I've always said, if I were to lose everything, California is the place to be if you're homeless. Seriously, I know California hate when I say that, but it's true because it's got the best weather, front property. They've already got the liberal Democrat political climate for you to live well and excel. They have programs for you and free food. The only thing that you have to do is watch other homeless people stealing your stuff. But the smart ones are what I call semi-homeless. They're the ones that they're not really homeless. They are the ones that live in the RVs. And they'll park the RV on a California street. A lot of them are doing this now. And there'll be a mile of them. And that's their home. And they'll park on the beach street. And they won't budge. And, you know, and the cops don't know what to do with them. And you get enough numbers, you get enough people together with RVs, they just park there and they go, well, this is my new home. They use public restrooms. They try to, you know, the only problem is they have to do like a sponge bath, which is kind of gross. But, I mean, I can see if you don't want to pay rent or a mortgage, I mean, you know, hey, there's hope for everybody. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
when you wake up every morning to the waves and beautiful weather, let's face it, California is known for the weather. Say what?
Yeah, that's a great thing. And it's sad, though, that a lot of that is, you know, taken away. But I think just a lot of beauty because you have tents up everywhere and trash and stuff like that. But, I mean, I think that it's still a beautiful place, and it's just sad with what's going on and all the people that just don't have a place to live. I mean, the other situations are now economic situations.
A lot of people, though, they put themselves in those positions, Brett. A lot of people did. A lot of people knew it was coming, and they just – I think a lot of people have a propensity to be homeless, to be honest. I just think they don't want to work. They're lazy. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to apply. They think everyone owes them, that society owes them money, free money. And they just say, they're kind of going for 5, 6, 7 years or a decade. I don't know what happens to them. It's probably drugs or out there or whatever. And they lose a good paying job, and they never replace it with anything, and they just spiral downward. It's like, where's your initiative? You know, where's your gumption? It was called grit, determination. You know, prior generations wanted to pull up out of that demoralization. But we have Americans who want to now lap in it and live in it. They love it. They think being demoralized, being homeless is almost noble in California. You're the noble poor, they call them. Noble poor. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's almost a protected class. How dare you say they should get a job? You don't know what they've been through, Vaughn. How dare you be so insensitive to them? Well, you don't know what they've been through. Yeah, they'll bark at you and yell at you. And I just bark right back, and I go, he's a freaking bum. Tell him to get a damn job. Get him off my street. You know.
Yeah, I bet they're
But no, that's the mecca. I joke about it, but that's the mecca if you're a homeless guy or gal. You know, but the way I would do it, if I were to really be at that level, which I'm not, thank God. I'm barely above it, just kidding. But I would buy an RV. I would tow it to a RV community already established, park it there, and that would be my home. Until the police come, and I would say, well, the RV doesn't work. I would just let the state deal with it. Sorry. You want to move me out of my RV? Okay, I'll just go. I'll go to Encinitas, and I'll buy me another one, you know, for $500. Just buy an old rundown RV, you tow it for $300-$400, and that's your new home. Boom, done. That's what
you're
they
in
do.
Beautiful California.
And you're the beautiful one. I would put out my lawn chair, start a fraternity, get like-minded guys and gals to come over. We'd start a club. We'd have a radio show. We'd have fun. Sure.
Yeah.
We would. I would call it the homeless show, California homeless show.
Well, you know,
and we would just interview homeless
people.
How did you get here? Just kidding.
Well,
what happened to you,
bum,
you loser? Yeah. Be fun.
Yeah, it's sad, but with inflation, if it continues climbing with interest rates that are going to go up the next Fed meeting, you know, they're guaranteed to probably up a quarter point, and things, you know, I mean, there might be huge, massive layoffs. I mean, maybe I find it hard to believe that nothing will happen when we seem like we're really like in dire times with China and Russia and with the fact that we don't ship anything.
And I make light of it sometimes, but no, it's a very serious situation. How are you getting by with your own family? You've got a wife and a couple kids. How are you doing? I mean, are you still working? Are you bringing in some money? Are you able to live off your largesse?
Yeah.
What's going on over there at the Brett household?
Everything's great, man. You know, I work. I still do my own investments, things like that. And you know, I'm a person who's always prepared, always hustling, always, you know, surfing, selling stuff. You know, so. I'm fine financially here.
Okay, so you're still working a corporate gig, which is steady money coming in. Smart. Yeah. Nothing wrong. That's what I do.
You never know. I mean, I always live below my means, you know, and I always have. And
smart.
You know, so I'm ready, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there are massive layoffs, I have a plan, you know, I have a couple plans, maybe three plans. But, you know,
well, that's
a job.
Secret. Live below your means, especially if you've got a wife and kids to feed every day and you got to clothe them and health care. You got to live below your means. You got to economize, you know. For example, I'm going to go to Flagstaff on Sunday probably, and I was shopping at some hotels. One of them right across the street, I normally stay at the La Quinta, and this time I think I'll be at the Baymont Inn. Baymont Inn has got continental breakfast right by the Sizzler as you go into Flagstaff. And I got good Wi-Fi for my work, okay, for me to keep up with everybody. But they are $50 cheaper than the La Quinta directly behind the hotel. And all I tell them is I just want a good hot coffee in the morning. Give me a breakfast. They both have a jacuzzi. After I drive up there, I always want to do a nice soak. They both have a jacuzzi, and they have a hot shower and nice rooms. And I'm going, what's the difference? It's just markup, man. And so I said, the Baymont, you got my business this time. We'll try you out. Because they're literally $50 cheaper. Now, right there is $50 that I'm saving. You know, and how I do it. You just got to, it's like, it's little things like that. 50 here, 20 here, 30 here. We all spend money, but you start watching little things like that really adds up, man. Now that's a tank of gas on top of the room and a breakfast for the same price. See?
Yeah. Well, you all
financially. That's how all you economize, you know. You don't need to stay at the same place every time. Yeah. Think outside the box. I mean, there's a lot of hotels and all of these places. Summer is the primo time up there in the North Country, but I need to get up there and see some pine trees and go out there for a couple of days, come back down the mountain, just get out of here. And then after that, I'm in California working on that trip too. So I'll be out and about next couple of weeks. It'll be interesting.
Right on. I want to hear the report about California, you know. Tell me the state of how it is, you know, because how bad is
it? Time out in California. Yeah, I always do. I'll be in the San Diego area. So that's the first leg of the journey. I'm gonna come back, regroup, and the next leg of the journey I'm gonna go to Northern California and Oregon. More than likely, unless something happens here on the home front. But But yeah. Hey, man, what are your final thoughts to America tonight as we round out the show?
Just live each day like your last, and be prepared, be ready, and God bless America, and I hope we may, it's sometimes it's hard when we have like leaders like we have today. It's really hard to kind of be, just the way that they are, how corrupt they are, the whole Biden thing, we're in strange times, but we always have to have hope and have to look on, and I think that's an important aspect, I think, to have. And have that, and you've got everything, because I remember in Ukraine before Russia invaded, and people were like, oh, nothing's going to happen. They're probably not going to do that, as they were lining up on their border, and then like 2 weeks later, it was a totally different situation, right?
That's right. I know. Well, they did invade. They did come. I remember watching that going, you're going to get invaded. You better get out now. And the minute they got invaded, what did Zelensky do? He did what I thought he was going to. He shut down the border to Poland. So you had every opportunity to get out of there. And I'm telling you, if I was living there, I would have said, they may or may not invade, but right now it's not looking good. I at least want to be out of this country when sparks fly. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Because see, now they're drafting you. They're forcing you to the front lines. It's a war of attrition, which means they're just going to stack up body bags until somebody blinks.
Yeah.
That's what that means. War of attrition.
It's like the song War Pigs, Black Sabbath, wars are, and
yeah, I'm going to play that, I think, next week, War Pigs. I've got it here in my music inventory.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
God. Well, Brett, have a good night, buddy. We'll talk again soon, amigo. Right. We'll talk really soon. All right, man. You take care.
Talk to you, brother.
Thanks a lot. You bet. This is Brett the Surfer calling in, telling us a little bit about Park City, Utah, his family, the economy, what's going on. Get a cocktail. We'll be back in a minute. I guarantee it. That's from Modesty Blaze, that late 1960s movie. Here we round out the show. You heard some great callers tonight. Yeah, get prepared, folks. That's the message of our show, as we are on each Thursday night. And don't forget, the first Tuesday in August is another edition of The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Just remember all the things that we talked about here tonight. And remember that Democrat moron in your office? There's always one, right? By the water cooler, who says, violence never solved anything. Violence is bad. Well, tell that to the founding fathers of America. Violence solves everything if you analyze it. Mao Zedong famously said, all politics comes out of the barrel of a gun. Now, that sounds extreme, but it is our world that we live in. We are a world at war. As I say, I wish I could tell you that we are a world of peace, a world of love, a world of good tidings. We are sometimes during the holidays, et cetera, but they're trying to water that down too, unfortunately. We want a better world. This is a show that we have a quest for a better world. I would like in the future shows, it would be nice to say that we are a world of love instead of a world of war, but we will tell you the truth. Right now, all the warring nations are gearing up. We will not tell you otherwise. They are plotting war. They are licking their chops over America and your home and your property. They want everybody, really, they want the people here gone, and they want the American farmland. They want our land, our property. They want our infrastructure intact. Well, we will go the distance on this show. We will defeat them all. I say happy July 4th, America, and happy birthday to my father up in heaven. He was born on July 4th. He is a star-spangled baby, of course, and we love him, and he's with our Lord Almighty. We are the very powerful riptide undercurrent that you do not see at America, but you will in due time. You are my Germanic wolves all over the gridirons of America, the farmlands, the cities, the towns, the countryside, and we will reign supreme. We will win this, but it needs a lot of work. We need to rectify the ship. We've got to pull ourselves together, keep a cool head in these very hot, tumultuous, perilous times. We know we have deplorable, treasonous bastards that are in D.C., elsewhere around the world that are trying to do in America, plot against America, plot against you and your good family. And they haven't met the American countryside yet, now have they? Well, like we will tell them what we told the Redcoats in 1776, just be sure to duck if you hear something in the forest. Duck and cover is what we'll tell our enemies. The mainstream media is not telling you right now that 105 million Americans are out of work and have no prospect for any jobs in the near future. How about those apples? No one's told you that either, I know. And right now, when you look at these Twitter videos of London, England, and Europe, and all the crazy Muslim hooligans running around, they're just criminals. But that's what a conquered nation looks like, just so you know. I told you early on in the monologue, NATO is worthless if they can't protect the European borders. Forget about Ukraine's. NATO was resurrected to protect and preserve Europa from, of course, foreign invasion, yada, yada, from Russia. But they are focusing way too much on Ukraine. NATO should be deployed in the streets of Europe to protect them against the third world mongrel hordes that are coming through Africa, Middle East. You know, it's the new ISIS, almost. Well, when you look at the people of Europe and those countries, it is what a conquered people looks like. Like I said, the local people will adopt the ways of their invaders because they view them, unfortunately, as, quote, the power. And they are too weak and too cowardly to confront the invaders in the street where it belongs. So they cuck and they cower like good bitches. And they praise their tormentors instead. Sad to say it. I've told my friends over in Britain, across the pond, you have lost your nation. Now there is only mad war to bring it back at this stage of the game. Well, thank you all for being here tonight. We could talk for hours about our world. There's always next Thursday night. Be thinking, be enjoying your life. Enjoy every day. Prepare for the worst, but hope and pray for the best. What I always say, we want to be both corners of the market cornered on this show. So I sign off from my mountain studio here in Arizona and in our underground studio in the mountains. Thank you all for being here tonight. We'll have a new broadcast next Thursday. It'll be our next broadcast day. The Von Wien Show salutes you all. Have a great night. Be safe out there. I'm glad everyone had a wonderful July 4th. We shall return. God bless you all. Good night.